good morning to you, and thanks for finding your way here today.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I've been getting to know Taylor a little bit, and we're excited about this conversation. We learned he's an Iowa guy, and I didn't know there was a town called Atlantic, Iowa. Tell us about it.
Yeah, no, Atlantic, Iowa is my original hometown. Born and raised there pretty much in southwest Iowa.
How big is Atlantic?
It's just about 7,000 people.
Right, good size.
Yep, fairly good size town.
And then you ended up in college in Brookings and now here in the area with Game Fish and Parks. How long have you been with the group?
Been with Game Fish and Parks for approximately 3.5 years. Been in Yankton for most of that. There was a little bit of time I spent out in the west and the central part of the state, but 3.5 years roughly.
You look like a Game Fish and Parks guy.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Taylor, that's a compliment. That's a compliment.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. You hunted in Atlantic growing up, I'm sure.
Yeah, mainly deer and turkeys down in southwest Iowa. Moved up here, got into a lot of the bird hunting, pheasants, waterfowl, a lot of that upland stuff. So,
and congrats, found out he got married last weekend?
Last weekend, appreciate it.
Wow, that's super fresh. How's marriage going for you so far?
Going good, another day in the life.
Well, congratulations to you and Mrs. Kirshner, and you live over in the Tabor area?
That is correct, yep. Okay,
good. Well, it's a big, big weekend, isn't it?
Yes, yep, we're looking at our regular pheasant opener starting tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.
We had a Game Fish and Parks person on this morning with Scotty Borman, Nick Harrington. Who is Nick to you?
Nick is our communications manager out of Pierre.
Okay. And who else do you work with on a consistent basis around here?
Sure. Yeah. We have a district, Yankton, Bonholm areas roughly. We have two officers generally, unless we bring more in. Don Alloway of Yankton is who the main officer is here in Yankton. And then I over in the Bonholm, Yankton area. It's mainly us two a lot of times working. So
it's a lot of ground to cover for just a few folks.
It is a lot of ground to cover, and that actually brings up a great point of we can't be everywhere at once, and we need everyone's eyes out there helping us and doing the best they can fighting wildlife crimes or injured or sick wildlife or anything like that. So,
well, South Dakota is well known for pheasants, and the season opens tomorrow. How long does that go? Through the end of January?
Yep. Our season runs through January 31st. Every day from here on then is pheasant season opens at 10 a.m.
So people are going to hear some booms tomorrow.
You are going to see a lot of orange, hopefully, out there on the landscape, and hopefully a lot of hunters being successful.
Is it going to be a good bird season? What are you hearing? What are you seeing? Probably seeing more than hearing as far as wildlife out there.
Yeah, you know, we actually have a very positive outlook to the season. Last year, we hit record numbers of harvested birds, and this year, we're actually anticipating even higher numbers than that, hopefully shooting up around just shy or over 1.5 million birds harvested in the state. So I think that our outlook on the season is going to be very good. We've recently had our resident opener, and hunters that got out there and hunted hard, they shot quite a few birds.
Where do we rank in this part of the state, southeast South Dakota, with the rest of the state as far as bird population, as far as popularity? Is this a spot people want to go to?
I think non-residents pick this area due to a fair bit of public land, especially west of Yankton. As far as harvest percentage goes on birds, I think we're a little bit lower than a lot of the other parts of the state, from the Missouri River up north towards Aberdeen. That's going to be where the most populated number of birds is and hunters. But we do have, especially in the last recent years, as our bird numbers go up, a lot more non-residents coming into the Yankton, Bonholm, Hutchinson area hunting birds. So that's really good to see.
If you could imagine our listening audience today being all the hunters that are going to go out this weekend, and here you have an open mic to this group, on behalf of South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, what's your message to these hunters? I'm sure there's some safety things in there, but what would you like to say?
It's an exciting season. A hunter as myself, I love hunting this local area that we have here, and I just urge everyone to get out there as much as you can. We're looking at higher bird numbers than we've seen in years, so take advantage of that, and as you're doing it, wear your orange and be safe. That's kind of my message to all the hunters in the area and anyone coming in.
Safety, of course, so important. And yeah, there is a lot of orange out there. But what's maybe something that you'd like to see everybody get a little bit better at when it comes to hunting pheasants?
You know, our biggest hunting accident in the state of South Dakota is actually what we say is swinging on game. And a lot of times it results in hunters not wearing orange or hunters not staying in communication with their hunting party. And when a bird gets up, they actually swing their firearm following the bird, and when they pull the trigger, they accidentally shoot a member of their hunting party. So orange is a super big factor. It's not required in South Dakota by law hunting small game, which pheasants are small game, but we recommend it, and primarily because of that main cause of hunting accidents, which is swinging on game.
Good weekend for the dogs, isn't it?
It is going to be
a
good weekend.
Now, you have a couple of them?
I do, yep. Golden Retriever and then a short-haired pointer. German short hair pointer.
And they'll get some action this weekend?
For me, most likely going to be Monday or Tuesday, just because we'll be out working Saturday, Sunday a lot. But come Monday, Tuesday, or in the week, we'll be hunting like crazy.
What about people that aren't out hunting? A message for them? I mean, they're involved because there's a lot of activity. I used to go running a lot, and I go running on minimum maintenance roads, and I knew on pheasant opener, I better have some sort of vest or something on.
Yeah, no, and that's not a bad idea, especially depending on where you're going. And if you are a walker or someone who's going to spend time out in the country generally, maybe this is the weekend that you decide to go somewhere else just because there is going to be hunters out. Also, most commonly, I mean, it doesn't hurt to always, if you see hunters around, just be like, hey guys, I'm over here. I'm going to walk, and just let them know. That way they know you're there. I don't have a lot of worries. If you're out and you don't know the laws, if you see something that you think might be a violation, always call us and leave a message. Our numbers are public. So that helps us have eyes everywhere if we can. But otherwise, I guess, yeah, just go on out and be safe. Maybe if you go to a area you walk that hunters could be, you might change locations just for this weekend. And
any information on licenses, anything people need to know? I would say most hunters know what they need and what to do, but...
Yeah, that's a great point. For pheasant hunting, it's fairly easy. You need a small game or a combination license and then a habitat stamp in South Dakota. And then, of course, our bird limit is 3 rooster pheasants, and our hunting season starts at 10 a.m. every day.
A lot of harvest been done, so there's not many places to hide anymore out there.
Yeah, we're moving right along. If we stay dry, I think the farmers are going to be able to keep up and get on top of it, which is only going to make our hunting better.
Most important question I have for you today, what's the best way to prepare pheasant? You have any secret recipe? Any secret Atlantic Iowa recipes?
I wouldn't say I have anything secret. I'm just a good old classic bacon-wrapped about everything type of guy, so... Pheasant poppers, anything like that, that's really good
for me. Oh, I like the way you think. I started off with bacon. Am I being recorded right now, by the way, off this little camera on your hat?
Nope, it's not recording currently, but that is our body cameras.
So. All right, I didn't know if I needed to fix my hair or anything, but...
Nope.
You have a badge. You're with South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. You're mainly concerned about wildlife, but when it comes to other things, do you have the authority to pull someone over or, I guess, make an arrest or...
Yeah, as conservation officers in South Dakota, we are fully certified law enforcement. So I would go for, say, the police academy with Yankton PD. We go to the same training. We do everything. We do have some limited authorities, but as far as pulling vehicles over, making arrests or anything like that, we have all those same powers that the Yankton Police Department does.
Well, if I was going to run into somebody from Game, Fish, and Parks, I think you would be a good person. You seem very nice, very knowledgeable, and we appreciate your service. Our best to you and your whole crew. Can't thank you enough for coming in on a busy weekend.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Maybe again someday. Best wishes to your new bride, too. I hope that continues to bless you your whole life.
Thank you.